your Bibles, please, to Psalm 100. I'm going to give you two or three scriptures. We're doing things a little differently this morning. And I want to begin by saying thank you for being here today. And for all our friends in the internet audience, we certainly are praying for you and trust the Lord will bless you today as well. Glad that you're part of the services. You're not just an add-on, but you're actually part of our services. And I was thinking this morning and praying about all of our friends. And I had to flip our calendar over to November the 1st. And I got to thinking, some of our church family who are almost always here have been out close to 8 months, not able to be at the house of God because of this pandemic. And we love them and praying for them, and I know that you are. And so keep all our friends in prayer there. Psalms 100. And while you have that, I'll get you to do something. Hold your finger there or do something, and then turn over to the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 9 and put a little piece of paper in there or a marker, if you will. We're at Psalm 100. Now go to the New Testament, to 2 Chronicles chapter number 9. I'm going to read one verse there. And then will you turn over to the book of Hebrews. On towards Revelation, you'll find the book of Hebrews. And we want to look there in the book of Hebrews. And we're looking at chapter number 13 and verse number 15. Hebrews 13 and verse number 15. I'm sorry, let me back up. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 15 is right. All right. I want us to look at these passages of Scripture together this morning. And I'm going to ask God to speak to us before I read the text, and then I'm going to share with you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the blessed privilege. Thank you for the wonderful singing this morning. God, for touching Charles and Chris, for the congregational singing, for Jennifer playing this morning, Brother Brad leading the singing. Our Father, we love you. God, you've been so good to all of us. And our Father, as we begin this month of Thanksgiving, I pray, God, that you tune our hearts to sing your praise. God, we love you. And God, you've been good to all of us. But our Father, if you never ever did another thing for us, you'd still be worth and worthy of all of our gratitude and our praise. So Lord, help me now. God, I bow before you and I just thank you for all you've done for me throughout this year and throughout this month. God, for this precious church and this church family. I pray, God, you'd help me now. God, speak to me as you have through this week, and I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got so many things to be thankful for. But the one thing as we begin this month of Thanksgiving that you and I need to tune our hearts to sing His praise. We ought to be more thankful, and I know why the devil was fighting Charles so hard this morning for that song, because this morning I want us to be thankful for Him. Not for all He's done for us, but just for Him, for who He is. Look at this passage of Scripture, if you will, please, in Psalm 100. Such a familiar passage of Scripture. But it says this in Psalms 100 and verse number 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Notice it is His gates and His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. You and I are to worship Him in His courts and in His gates and give Him praise and bless His name. I want you to say, thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He's God. And He has done everything for us. But beyond that, it's who He is that I want us to emphasize this morning. Turn over, if you will, please, to 2 Corinthians and chapter number 9. And I look at verse number 15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Now, what gift was that? It was the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. We are to give thanks to God for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then this phrase in the book of Hebrews emphasizes what I'm talking about this morning. In chapter 13 of Hebrews, verse 11, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. We're giving thanks to His name. We need to learn that Jesus is not only necessary for us, and He's absolutely necessary for you to go to heaven, But Jesus must become our joy and our delight. I mean, His presence. I was thinking this morning, way time flying, it'll be a short time now, Regina and I will be married 56 years. And I've often told people this, I don't know anybody in the world I'd rather just be with. Not that we have to go anywhere or do anything, but just to be with. It's just God put us together, and I am as happy and at peace just to be with her, whether no matter where it's at, anything. And the same thing's true of our Lord. We need to get to the place where we delight in His presence, in His name, and in who He is. We're not interested in the little things that He gives us or the big things He gives us, but in Him, to get close to Him. And during this Thanksgiving month, I want us to just thank the Lord for the Lord Jesus Christ and thank God for who He is and for what He's done for us. You and I need to do that. Why? Think about heaven's high estimation of Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father, who created everything by the Lord Jesus Christ, said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." This is my beloved Son. God the Father testified, "This is my beloved Son." God the Father loves the Son. Jesus in the New Testament talks about that God loves you as He loves me. Isn't that an awesome thing? But God loved His Son. I mean, the Creator of the universe loved Jesus. You and I ought to be thankful to Him because of the Father's high estimation of Him. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." The Son pleases the Father. In the book of Proverbs, it says this in regard to eternity past before there was everything created. He said, "He was daily my delight." In other words, God the Father and God the Son, co-equal, co-eternal, but yet the Father testified that Jesus was my daily delight. You think about that. Heaven's high estimation of Him. You say, "Lord, what pleases You?" He said, "My Son pleases me." "What delights You?" "My Son delights me." Oh, how valuable Jesus is and how exalted He is. You and I ought to just praise Him because He took notice of me and you, but because of who He is. Oh, listen, heaven's high estimation. Think about how God the Father valued the blood of His dear Son. How valuable is it? You think about that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. From Adam to the end of time, every man, woman, boy, and girl are sinners. We've sinned. All sin is horrible. All sin is hideous. It must become exceedingly sinful. But you think about some of the awful sinfulness that you read about and hear about. That's just a tip of the iceberg of what God sees. But yet He so valued His Son that He said the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. He's willing to take that blood and sacrifice for the redemption of all of mankind. How He valued the blood of His Son. What's it worth? What's the value of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? In God the Father's estimation, His blood is sufficient to cleanse all the sin of all the whole world. Oh, what a high estimation God the Father has of God the Son. Think about the angels. They created beings in heaven, and the Bible said they veil their face with their wings and bow at the feet of Jesus and say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, Thou art holy." Oh, the angels honor Him, worship Him, and they serve Him at His every beck and call because He's Jesus. He's God's beloved Son. My dear friend, you think about it. Of all the creatures in this universe, of all the people in this universe, He's at the very pinnacle of the estimation of heaven. Think about all the blood-washed throne that's already in heaven. You think about all those who are saved, all the saints of the Bible, all those that you've known in your life, in your generation, who've been saved by the blood, and they're in heaven now. I wonder how they hold Him in esteem. Oh, listen, they reverence Him. They continually worship and praise Him all the time. And all the material things and the temporary things that He blessed them with down here have no comparison to being in the shining glory of the Son of God. It means nothing. What's so blessed up there is that He's the light of heaven. It's the glory of God. I want you to get a vision this morning of how awesome He is, how powerful He is, and how we ought to worship Him for who He is. Oh, listen, I think about even nature itself, how they value the Son of God. The Bible said the heavens declare His glory. Everything in this universe declares the glory, not of man, but of the Son of God. The Bible said, by Him were all things created. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Oh, listen, all the heavens declare His glory. I'm talking about Jesus, born in a manger, became a human being in a human body there, but He's God eternal in the past. My dear friend, you ought to just praise Him that you know Him. Praise Him who He is. He's God eternal. Thank the Lord that all of nature, He said, let everything have half breath. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about all the birds and all the bullfrogs, everything else is fashioned and created by Him, not anything made that was not made by Him. And He made them in all different shapes and sizes and colors. But He said, everything's got breath. Praise the Lord. That's the Lord Jesus. And God's high estimation of Him, He commands all of creation to worship the Son and to adore Him and to give Him glory. And that blood-washed throne that's there in heaven now, they worship Him continually and they praise Him continually. They give Him all the praise and honor and glory for everything. But oh, think about now. Think about who He is and what He's done for us even now. And Charles sang that song, Who Am I? Oh, thank Him. He is the God of salvation. In fact, the Bible says He is our salvation. Salvation is not a gift that He hands us, but is a person who indwells us. He is our salvation. He is the ransom for our sin. He is our Savior. My dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to worship Him because of who He is. He is Savior. He loved us and He died for us and He came to be here with us. Oh, I think Miss Fanny Crosby explained it well when she said this, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. I tell you right now, if you've got a new car from Him, thank God. If you've got a new refrigerator or you've been healed, thank God. But listen, if you're saved, you ought not ever get over praise to Him that you're saved. He's worthy. He is our Savior. We magnify Him. All the other things are just temporary. Everything else is just for now. But He's for eternal. And we thank Him that He saved us. And we're going to live forever. Never, ever have to face condemnation for our sin. And we'll be in heaven because He loved us. Thanksgiving ought to be, first of all, thanking God for His dear Son, for His unspeakable gift. I thank the Lord that I'm saved. I think about what I'd been and where I'd be. Where would you be today if it hadn't been for the Lord and for what He did for you? He's worthy of all of that. Oh, I think about what He said in the Word of God and Paul writing. He said this, every good and perfect gift comes down from God, the Father of lights. And He said this, my God shall supply all your needs by Christ Jesus. Did you know that everything you've ever gotten, how many of you needed some shoes this morning? Raise your hand. You need shoes. You got them on? Everybody don't have the shoes, don't raise your hand. All right. Everybody's got shoes. He didn't understand my question. But here's what I'm saying is this. God gave you everything you needed to get here this morning. He gave you breath in your lungs. He gave you strength. He gave you vision to drive. He gave you gas in your car. He gave you a car. And He gave you strength to get in the car and strength to get here. Everything you've got comes from Him. Everything. Every good and perfect gift, my God shall supply all of your needs. What I'm trying to tell you is this. You don't have one thing that it didn't come through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything you got. Why in the world would we not worship Him? Why would we not do this all year round and 24/7 just thank Him? But especially during this month, thank Him for who He is. Thank Him that He's Savior. Thank Him for the fact that He's provider. Every drop of rain that falls, Every blessed flower that you smell, every smile that you've ever experienced, every joy you've ever experienced, the preciousness of your children, your family, He gave you every bit of that. You ought to worship Him because of that. But I think not only that, but He's not only my Savior and He's not only provider, but He is my protector. He keeps me. We are kept by the power of God. And he's with us all the time. And I can see it in time, and I can see it in experience, how God's took care of me. But what I don't see are the thousands and thousands and thousands of times that God protected me and I never knew it. Oh, how many times has he stayed the hand of the enemy? How many times has he saved you from being in a car wreck? How many times has he done something that you don't even know about, but he's protected you all this time? Oh, listen, I want you to get this in your vision of him and who he is. Thank God he is the provider. Thank God he is our protector. Oh, thank God he is our prayer answer. Think about all the time. We have the privilege of prayer. What a peace we often forfeit, all because we do not take everything to him in prayer. And he said, everything that we get comes in Jesus' name. Every prayer you've ever had answered was answered because of Jesus. That's the only way to get it. We can come boldly through the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help. How? Through the rent veil of his flesh. Every prayer that you've ever had answered was because of Jesus. God forgave you even in the sinner's prayer. When you said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, I receive Jesus, my Savior. God forgave you, the Bible said, for Christ's sake. He didn't forgive you because you prayed so earnestly. He didn't pray, forgive you because you prayed such a pretty prayer. The only reason he forgave you is for Christ's sake. Everything you've got, everything you've experienced, your salvation, your protection, your provision, everything. Oh, thank God for his abiding presence. But oh, his healing. He is the healer. Over and over again, he's healed every one of us. I know friends, you know friends too, who for various maladies of the flesh or some sort of illness were taken home to be with the Lord. But isn't that the ultimate healing? Isn't that where they have no more sickness or sorrow or pain, never be sick again? But over and over again in my life and over again in your life, he's healed us because he's God. Jesus Christ is God. And then I think about most of all his abiding presence. He made a promise to us, Emmanuel, God with us. When he saved us, he said he'd come and be in us. He is our friend. He's our closest companion. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's with me and with you all the time. You ought to worship him. You ought to praise him and give thanks and thank God for him. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Address it to him. How long has it been since you just bowed and said, Lord Jesus, I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you're my Savior. You're my Lord. You're my protector. You answer my prayers. You're my healer. You're my constant companion. Lord, I love you. We go to him, we talk to him about little things, minor things, and that's okay. But I think during this month of Thanksgiving, we ought to especially tune our hearts to sing his praise. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. Not only that, I think about heaven's high estimation of him, and I think about the blessing of this present day. But I want to praise him and worship him and give him thanks for the future. You say, Brother Bill, what's going to happen in the election? I don't know, but I'm really praying. But I do know this, God will take care of his children regardless. He's promised us that. I know the plans he's got for you, plans to prosper you and bless you. God has that plan. Oh, listen, I was reading about faithfulness in the Bible this week. And he talks about those who were faithful. And you would think that if you were faithful, that everything in the world would fall in place and everything would be good. And it is. God's been good to me, been good to you because we've tried to obey and be faithful to him. But he said, he mentions this group, that were faithful unto death. And I said, now that's faithfulness equals death. That's not such a good equation when you think about it. But there were people in that day when he was writing the New Testament that their faithfulness resulted in their death. Oh, listen, but what a door that is to depart from this world and be in the presence of God for all eternity. But can I say this to you? He has plans for every one of us. He has a plan for your life. He's got it orchestrated and he wants you to be obedient to him. Oh, listen, he's made that. Not only do I thank God for his plans, but I thank God for his preparations. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He knows what you have need of before you ever ask Him. Why? Because He cares. He knows when you're going to need a financial blessing. He knows when you're going to need some wisdom. He knows when you're going to need some direction. And He's already got it laid up in store for you. So when the time comes, it's right there. Doesn't have to scramble around and raise it up. It's already there. He's made preparation for you for all of your needs. And he in talking about the lily and the birds and all those things, He said, don't take any thought for those things. Why? Because He said, I'm taking care of that for you. I'm taking care of it. You and I ought to thank Him for His plans for your life and for all the preparation, not just now, but He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now listen to what He said. I go to prepare a place for you. I want to worship Him and praise Him and adore Him for what He's done for me in the past, for what He's doing for me in the future, but for the certain blessings of the present, but thank Him for the certain blessings of the future. He's already got a plan. It's going to be good. There's coming a day when you'll never ever be sick again. Coming a day when you'll never ever weep again. I was thinking about it this week of all the friends I know that we're praying for that are going through sickness and some going through troubles and burdens. All of that can be over in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. When Jesus comes, it's over with. Over with. No more pain, no more worry, no more anxiety, no more sickness, over with forever and forever. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to praise Him. I want to give Him thanks. I want to thank God the Father for His unspeakable gift, for His plans for my life in the future, and for His preparations for my plan for my life in the future. But oh, for the promises that He has for me. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive in myself that where I am, there you may be also. My dear friend, He's got plans for your life. You and I need to focus on Him. God's been good to me. I could thank God this morning for my family. I could thank God this morning for His blessings on me, meet all of my needs. Little special things that He's done for me through the years and things that I really felt like I wanted and God was good to give it to me or show it to me, places I want to go and God let me go and all those things. But every bit of that pales when I think about the greatest gift of all, His person. And I can thank Him for who He is and for what He's done. I can thank Him for His holiness. He's holy, absolutely sinless. And He abides in me. He's holy means He cannot lie. What He said He'll do, He'll do. And He's holy, holy. And He said He wants me to be that way. And He gives me the grace and the power of the Holy Ghost of God to be obedient to Him and Him work in me holiness. I thank Him this morning for His holiness. I thank Him this morning that He's merciful. Your Savior is merciful. Many a times the Bible has told us and reminded us in it every day. He said, it's the mercies of God that will not consume. They are new every morning. Aren't you glad that just every time you mess up, every time you think the wrong thought, every time you say the wrong thing, that God doesn't zap you? It's His mercy. He's been merciful to me. He's showed me His mercy. And I thank Him for that. I love the Lord. And I want to thank Him for who He is. Thank God this morning for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, more than anything in the world, more than turkeys and dressing and all those things. It's Him that we ought to be thankful for, more than my nation and more than His blessings on me temporarily. It's Him. It's His mercy He's shown to me, but His compassion. Compassion is a compound word which means with and suffering. He suffered with me. He feels my pain. He feels my hurt. He knows when I'm hurting. He knows when things have troubled me. He knows all that and does you too. He is the great comforter. I worship Him this morning, praise Him, and thank God for Jesus because He is my comforter. I thank God this morning for Jesus because he is God's grace incarnate. He is grace, his grace. Grace is God giving to me things I don't deserve. He showered me and showered you with so many blessings. We'll thank God for Jesus this morning. Everything I have, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. God has blessed us and given us his grace. He's all powerful. I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ and thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ and worship him and be thankful because he has power. Anything that's ever been in my life of any semblance of power, it had to be the Holy Ghost of God. He gives us power to face the future, power to face adversaries and power to face troubles and trials. He gives us the power we need. I want to thank him and praise him that he is patient with me. The Lord Jesus Christ is patient. I've never come to him when I've been a distance and everything else that he wasn't standing there waiting, ready to hear my confession, wanting to bless me. The Lord Jesus Christ has been so patient with me, patient with me. And I pray God continue to help me to realize how good he has been to me. He is my comforter. He has blessed me in every way, every heartache I've ever had, every sorrow I've ever had. He's ministered to me. I want to thank the Lord this morning that Jesus cares. Cast your cares on him. He cares. I'm glad he cares about me. Sometimes we help people over and over again, and sometimes people, you know, they kind of begin to wear on you after a while. Again, think they've taken advantage of you or whatever. But that's not so with him. I'm glad, my dear friend, he is attentive to me. He knows my every need, and he shares in whatever I need. I want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness. I've not always been faithful, but he's been faithful. He's never said he'd do anything, and he's always been a friend. He's always been there. I thank God this morning for his unspeakable gift, for the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had it over the few years, not so many. I'm thankful I hear people talk about all kind of horror stories, but folks who once a friend are not any friend anymore. I don't have very many of those people. I'm thankful for that, but I can say this beyond any shadow of a doubt. He's always been my friend. He's always been my friend. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm thankful for his guidance. So many times I don't know which way to go, and we don't know which way to go, but he is the good shepherd. He leadeth the sheep, and I'm glad for that. And then most of all, I want to say this. Thank God for Jesus, who is love incarnate in human flesh. Jesus loves us. He loves you. I don't know if we can ever get a hold of that or not, but he doesn't love us because anything. He loves us, period. He just loves you, period. He doesn't love you when you're good and love you less when you're bad. He doesn't love you when you do right and not love you when you do wrong. He loves you. Not anything in me motivated that love. It's unmotivated. It's unmerited. I don't deserve it. But I will say this to you. It is measureless. You cannot measure the infinite love of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he loves you this morning. He loves us. During Thanksgiving, every time you hear the word Thanksgiving, I want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving your son. I'm most thankful in this world for Jesus. Would you bow your heads in prayer this morning? I want us to tune our hearts, and I wanted this morning to point us, as we think about Thanksgiving, to the one person that we ought to be thankful for above everything else. Sin of ingratitude is a horrible sin, and so we ought to thank him for everything, and I'll address those things in the month. But most of all, we must be thankful for him. If he never, ever blessed us again, I want to repeat to you something our good friend G.P. Benson said over in the old building one Sunday morning. Several guys gathered up on the front steps and for you. And when I came up, I said, praise the Lord. And then somebody said, he's a good God. He's been good to me. And G.P. Benson made a tremendous, tremendous statement. He said, if he'd never been good to me, he'd still been a good God. Oh, can I say to you, he didn't have to do anything for me. I didn't deserve anything. And yet, I cannot tell you all he's done for me. But that points me to Him, and I am so thankful for Him. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. I want you for just a few moments here in the building and in the internet to begin this month of Thanksgiving by you just thanking God the Father for His dear Son. And if you're here this morning or in the internet audience and you don't know Christ, He loved you before you ever knew Him, and He gave His Son before you ever knew Him, and He was willing for you to be saved today. And if you right now would turn in your heart and confess your sin, acknowledge that I'm a sinner, turn to the Savior and say, Lord Jesus, I believe You died, were buried, and rose again. Come in my heart and save me. I receive You now as my Savior and Lord. I believe He'll save you. And for those of us who are saved, let's just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him.